a wonderful station. Just take a lively companion wherever you go. Take a portable radio. Take a portable radio.
Now, here comes the music.
Oh, and aren't you glad you waited for it? It's the music of your life right here on Q-Talk America. It's the show. It's a Tuesday night. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
That's Kat Carlson.
Oh, hi,
Kat, right there. Doug Wilkie is filling in. Marnie's over there. We can't. You're Baron. Oh, you're on camera. We got you. That's Marnie waving over there in the doorway. Al Perkins is on. He's on leave tonight. By the way, update about Al. He's perfectly fine. Everything's good. He's laced out on drugs and sleeping at home, so he's good.
I asked him if he got good drugs, and he said only a couple days worth.
Couple. He's fine. He'll be good. This is show 357. This is the 4th of September, 2018. And we're all in the room. Marnie's here. She's got her Red for Red shirt on.
I forgot mine. Yay. I'm embarrassed.
I understand. Yay. I understand. But you're not dating a teacher, and she is.
I was trying to say a dress code for Tuesday.
Love
I forgot.
Well, welcome one and all. Hi, Marn.
How are you?
I'm well. Doug's here. We're all here. It's all good.
It's exciting.
Yeah. My heavens. Our first. Now, but we're not technically, this is the first show of September, but it's not our, we are not into the fall yet, because that doesn't happen until.
No. In Arizona? November.
Is it? No, but I mean, when does the season start?
22nd.
But the days even have been just beautiful the past few days.
Even the nights are better.
As Kat acknowledged.
I like it.
Drinking beer
in my driveway. Like the redneck neighbor I was born to be.
Were you in a plaid shirt?
No, just similarly dressed to now, in fact.
Was it in a lawn chair?
A camping chair, one of those fold-up, you know.
When I think of it, remember back in the... Well, you all may not remember, but Marnie probably... Well, no, this side of the table, remember. Remember in the 70s, they were the aluminum lawn chairs with the webbing that went through? Those were the best.
Familiar.
I love this.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I envision you in a plaid shirt with a PBR and that kind of a
setting. In a
can. Very similar.
Yeah, just can beer. Very similar. I like that, yeah.
Yeah, the part that Facebook readers won't know is that I was out there because I just could not stand the 12, almost 13-year-old in my house anymore.
Sure.
And I said, fuck this. And I grabbed a beer and I walked out to the garage. And it was hot in the garage, so I opened the garage door and I was like, oh, it's lovely outside. And I sat my happy ass in the chair for about three beers worth and watched the traffic go by.
Nice.
Did the teenager disappear? Or?
Well, he went to bed eventually.
Oh, okay. So you could come back
good
in the
planning.
House.
When the once the NyQuil kicked in for the 13-year-old, we were good going.
Oh.
Happy September,
what
Mama
a lovely
Di.
Day.
Oh, hi, Mom. There she is.
Missy Al.
And how is Bridget here getting paid for this experience?
Wow, Al is in the chat room there.
Well,
so that
kind
means
of.
He's Wee. In some state of awakeness. Ooh. I'm not sure.
Al, have you taken your pain meds?
Well, actually, we should probably ask him, how many has he
how
taken?
How many have you taken?
He was texting me at 12:30 this afternoon saying, I feel good enough to drive to Walgreens myself and get them.
Oh, boy.
Okay. I said, well, I can come pick you up. No. And then he calls me, and he's on the road already.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Like, I think you're already moving. Yep, I'm already driving. Okay. Let me know when you're home, Al.
Good for him.
I'm glad everything went well.
Yes, it did. He did say, I asked him, and I know he discussed it here on the show, so there's no issue with it. It was a skin cancer issue that he had. Benign, everything's fine. They got all of it anyway. I mean, today when they checked on it. But, that little gnat that's flying around. But asked him after
I've done it before.
When he was all at home and everything was gone, I said, well, how are your tits? He goes, well, my right one's a little higher.
He had a lift.
So you got a breast lift.
Yes.
On one side.
On one side.
Yeah. Well,
it's not as convenient as it sounds. Now he's going to have to go for a new fitting. It's going to be a whole thing.
Yeah.
But in moderation,
Yeah.
A little at a time.
One at a time.
But if you wear that shoulder bag just right, nobody will notice.
No one will have any idea.
Exactly. Won't be.
Or if you're like me,
just carry seven
bags. Carry a lot of shit.
You're always off to one side.
Did she have the same surgery as Al? Nope, that's just the bags. Just the two?
Just the two?
No, all four.
So
I don't know what we're talking about.
I probably told the story before, but bags reminds me of a story that my mother told One time, my mom and her younger sister went to it was a drugstore back home, similar to a Walgreens that we have out here in Arizona, and they had a liquor department.
Was it called Snyder Drug?
No, it was called Maze. It was M-A-Y-S, Maze. Mm-hmm. Anyway, they went for a liquor run as we were having a family gathering. So there was a young kid behind the counter, and they said, you know, whatever they had bought, whatever, and they needed a couple bags of ice, whatever, yada, yada, yada. So as he was ringing it up, he went through all of the other items, and he goes, two bags! So, my mom and her sister kind of looked at each other and just started laughing, and the kid didn't get what he said, and then all said,
I just need two older ones. Two old bags, please.
Two old bags!
Not that you want the new ones? No, the old ones.
Will you be loading those bags yourself? Sure.
I'll put them in the car.
You know, most old bags I know are self-loading.
Yeah. Wow, that's true.
Just
that's
get themselves great. All loaded.
Well, we are off and running on this
that's
show.
That's the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, right there. All done.
That's
all
right.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Good night.
It's been real.
Good job. You're welcome.
What happened?
I don't know.
Do you need more? Well, last week...
I feel muffled.
Well, here's what goes on.
And that's okay.
Yeah. As you're out and everybody's in, yeah. Yeah, as Doug moves around...
I moved to around the table.
The volume levels have to...
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah.
We have to adjust it for different ears.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I had to have that shit turned down.
So now, this week you're in Al's seat, and I don't know where you are.
Is that too loud for you?
No. Yeah.
Are you fine with the headphone volume?
Perfect.
Okay, he said.
Al. Al's perfect.
I'm like Garrett Morris.
Got it.
Yeah, thank you.
It's translation for the deaf.
Which I don't know why that'll never not be funny.
Oh my God, it's one of the funniest fucking things ever. Forget it. Wow. And if somebody does not know about the Garrett Morris with Chevy Chase on Saturday Night Live.
That's like season one, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, because Chevy Chase, I think, was only on season one.
Mm-hmm. Then he got a big ego and moved on.
Yeah, he sure did. Thank you, Bill Murray.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thanks, Obama.
That's what happened to Buddy. Well, that's what happened on this show. Buddy Early left.
Katie June left. I know. Look at him now.
We got a stable girl here who's she's just right there.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I totally get it. It's like The View.
It's just the nicest thing anybody ever says about
me. A stable girl.
Just a nice, stable,
just a stable old dependable. Girl. Old dependable
cat. Well,
that old mare just keeps on going.
She has, what I meant by that
that old
bag. That old bag.
New bag, sir? No, just the old one.
She's our
You know, cat, nice and sturdy.
Stable bag.
Yeah. She's
stable. God damn.
Good and sturdy. I like it.
Give her a lawn chair and a beer. She's fine.
Is she attractive? Well, she's sturdy.
She's got a sturdy gait.
She's like tough skins.
She's solid. I don't think she's falling down anytime soon.
God, she's dependable, though. Jesus, let me tell you.
Burly, in a way. A good way.
She got an old faithful.
She got a manly.
That's also true.
Oh boy! Hey, Nero.
Hello, Nero.
Hi, Nero.
Hi, guys. Bye, guys.
Morning.
Off to work. Just want to pop your head in and wave. Well, hello, Nero. Thank you very much.
Quit that job.
Hokey smoke. Yeah,
quit that job.
It's interfering with your Tuesday or your Wednesday morning.
Employment's overrated.
Sure. Yes, it is. Well, as we normally do, kick off the first little segment of the show. What you've been doing the past week? We'll start off with the lovely and talented and always stable, Kat Carlson.
Well, just drinking beer in a nice sturdy chair.
Was the chair sturdy, sir, or were you?
You know, both.
Honestly. Okay, good, good. Yeah. Okay.
You know, it's a shame.
As a stable woman, I prefer a sturdy chair.
It's a shame you don't have like a old Ford F-150, like from the 70s, so you could just sit on the tailgate in your driveway.
Wow, she needs one of those Bronco 2s.
Be better.
She needs like a Bronco 2.
Or remember the Subaru Brats that had the seats in the back?
Oh, my God.
You could just sit in the back on your little seat and recline.
That's
it.
That'd be hot.
Subaru minivan.
That'd be hot.
Oh, you could. Yeah, sure.
I sure could.
I do. I appreciate that, Clinton. That'd be hot.
I don't know.
I don't either.
Making up. Anyway, what you been doing,
Kat? She seems useful, too. She's got a pickup truck.
Oh, she is.
She can help you move.
Yeah. She can haul anything.
She's a good old bag.
She'll show up.
She's a good old bag.
Just a good old bag.
Never meaning no harm. Beats all you ever saw, but in trouble with the law since the day they were born.
Goodness gracious.
There's a Dukes of Hazzard flashback for you, ladies and gentlemen. My God.
Most of our listeners maybe didn't get it.
I'm sure most everybody didn't get it.
Sure, they did not get that.
I don't know. They might.
Okay, maybe. Let's see how that works out.
We'll give him some credit.
Give us some feedback. Yeah. Be sure to email us if you understand the Dukes of Hazzard reference.
That's right. I feel like Meow Cal knows. And maybe. I think Bridget will know.
Oh, Joe just joined into the chat room.
Hey,
he is going to San Diego tomorrow. Very nicely done.
Nice.
Well played.
Lucky for San Diego. Good for you.
Yeah, love San Diego. I haven't been able to go for, it's been about a year and a half. But yeah, I do enjoy San Diego.
Absolutely.
And as beautiful as it is in the summertime, it's even more beautiful in the winter out there because it's just a little cooler.
Nice. Yeah. Really nice, yeah.
Very nice.
I love it there.
Yeah. Again, back to Kat. What you been doing?
That's great.
Well, let's see. Headline of the week, Fighting with Children. I'm apparently the worst.
You are.
In the world. It's
the
true.
Worst.
You're
it's
in the
true.
Terrible teens now, right?
Yeah, well, see, here's what happened.
It's awful.
Sharon and the kids had been gone like all day. I don't remember what day it was.
Here's the story.
Here's what happened.
How connected to her family she is. I don't know what day it was, but they were gone.
Or where they were.
They went to Flagstaff.
So far, the story is great.
Yeah. Thanks. Real steady and dependable, this story.
Yeah.
In any event, they came home, you know, a little later than usual because, I don't know, holiday weekend traffic, and they decided to go to Flagstaff. That was... Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll happen. Yeah. That'll take you 6 hours to get home from Flagstaff.
Oh my God.
Sure will. Mm-hmm. Good for you. Yeah, I'm just going to stay here on the couch and went and got some in and out. Anyway.
Yeah.
So they come home and the older one, like, kind of like almost attempts to like make some conversation with me and then just decides nope and goes over to the playroom that we have set up for them with, you know, video games and whatnot. And so then he started acting like really weird, like just closing all of the doors, just like, you know, there's a pocket door to that hallway, so he like came out and shut the pocket door, and so he's barricading himself in. Mm-hmm. I'm like, huh, weird. I wonder what's going on. I said something to Sharon. I said, what's with the mole person over here?
Right.
She says, oh, probably because we had a big discussion last week about cursing.
Oh.
Yeah. And so he said, well, he's probably in there just, you know. Being an asshole to his friends on the video games, because that's what he does.
Oh.
Yeah, because they'll sit there and just talk shit all afternoon and, all right, whatever. And I said, you think that's it? Well, I'm gonna go investigate. So I go and I, like, stand by the door and, like, listen for a little while, and it's actually awfully quiet, but he's talking to somebody.
Okay.
So I open the door, I'm like, hey, what's going on? And he's like, oh, I gotta go, bye.
Oh!
A girl.
Oh, it's definitely a girl.
Oh. Yes.
It's definitely a girl.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So then I busted him into that, and I'm like, okay. Dude, here's the thing. Like, talk to the girls, whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But there's going to have to be some curfew on this. There's going to have to be some, like, not with the closed doors and not late at night.
Yeah.
You know, like, reasonable parenting things.
And I'm guessing this is not just typing chat. This is full-on video chat, right?
Yeah. He was on Skype.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, but there's plenty of typing chat, too,
so
which
it's
is...
a whole lot different.
Right, but I'm still saying that there still has to be limitations on the old video chat here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And the whole, like... The whole point was about, like, transparency. You know what I mean? Like, our philosophy all along has been, if you feel like you have to hide something, you're probably not doing it, doing something you're supposed to be doing.
Right.
You know, if you can't do it with the door open, then what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
For the most part.
Mm-hmm. For the most part, yeah.
Right. Sometimes close the door.
Do you remember the before internet rule? Did any of you know this? Where the parents, it was like the door had to be open. Mm-hmm. And 1 foot on the ground.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Wait, when you're on the phone?
No. When your girlfriend comes over.
When you're a company, right?
So company, when you have a girl over, then it's door open and 1 foot on the ground.
Okay.
I saw that on the Brady Bunch.
I thought that was an I Love Lucy episode.
Really? Oh, yeah.
When it's that old?
Greg and Marcia?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, in the I Love Lucy, they had separate beds. Well, and so did Laura Petrie, Rob and Laura in the Dick Van Dyke Show. Because that was the way that...
Because wasn't it Lucy that had the first... Lucy and Ricky, the first bed together? Or was that Rob and Laura?
I don't recall if it was first Laura, but she... But if I'm not mistaken, Lucy was the first pregnancy on TV.
That's right.
But it
was...
So those are TV shows, but it was also in movies, too. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. So here's a question I just want to ask this question. I have always wanted to... I've never...
That's right. This is going exactly how this show always goes. Okay. From that chair.
Yeah.
I'm very... Exactly. I'm very curious about this. So when you watch movies in the 30s and 40s, even into the 50s, the separate bed thing, and then the TV shows...
Yeah. I think about how nice that would be sometimes.
Oh.
But here's what I want to know. So, I don't know that was necessarily reflecting society. That was like because the movies were being censored. But were people in real life doing that?
Oh, God.
Or was everybody in one bed, and then you go, isn't that weird to go to the movies and then see people in separate beds when everybody, nobody was doing that?
I just said, oh, God, no, and then I realized that all three of my grandparents, the sets of my grandparents, all of them, well, at one point, they all slept together,
mine,
I'm sure.
Too.
But as I grew up, every single one of them slept in separate beds.
Separate but like later,
in different rooms.
But not when they were in their 20s.
Bedrooms. Oh, probably not.
I'm just saying when you were like,
I don't know. I wasn't alive.
Right.
When you were in your 20s or 30s in that era and you went to the movies or watched the TV and you saw that, I wonder if the people thought that was weird.
No, like, because probably their parents were in similar situations because, you know, there's a practicality to separate sleeping, especially if you, like, if one person snores loudly or one person sleeps too lightly. You know what I mean?
Like separate rooms.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But in those shows, they were in the same room. Right?
I always thought it was I always thought that was normal because that's what my grandparents did. I thought that I thought my parents were living in sin.
Okay,
I'm just kidding.
Interesting.
I just thought that was weird for people at home to be like, well, the whole country's in bed together, but the TV or movie is
Sharon
making
and
it look
I like
time
share the bedroom. You know what I mean? Like we're on different shifts most of the time. So
that's a sweet way to do that.
Well, she's crawling out.
That might make
kind
for
of
a better relationship.
I don't remember my mom's parents ever. I mean, I'm sure they when I was really young, but I don't recall them sleeping in the same bed. At all, or the same room, because by the time I was old enough to even pay attention to it, Grandma had already moved to the east end of the house. Grandpa was in the west wing.
My grandparents did that,
and
too.
That's how they went the rest of their lives. In fact, they thought it was funny one year. This was probably in the early 80s, maybe late 70s. The three daughters chipped in and bought them an intercom system so they could say goodnight or talk. If one needed the other, they could hit that annoying beeping sound, whatever, that back in the day. Yeah, so that was kind of funny that they had that. But yeah, all of my grandparents, none of them slept in the same bed that
mine
I ever
either.
Saw.
No. Well, they did. Mine did it later when the old age crept in, but when they were still younger and they were in
virile.
The same room.
Oh, Al's parents were always together.
Uh-huh.
Al's parents always slept. Well,
yeah.
Huh.
That's fantastic.
Wait.
Brady's
were
first.
He's saying the
Brady's were first.
I thought you were referring to your own parents, Al. I'm sorry. Or maybe it's the medication. I don't know what you're talking about.
Are you on medication?
Not yet. I'm hopped up.
Did you take some of Al's pills?
No. I didn't even see Al. I just kind of hopped up on coffee. Fake candy. Like
yes. So as you might expect, this particular segment started with the story about the new rules and curfews on phone usage
in
my house.
That's right.
And we went to the Brady's in bed together.
Yeah,
continue on. Continue on with how that interaction.
Our grandparents' sleeping habits.
Your intervention went with the 13-year-old.
Well, as it turns out, I thought just kind of standard rules that pretty much everybody has, I'm pretty sure, you know, certain time when all that
cuts
off. But
you became the devil.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm gonna guess like worst person ever, worst mom ever.
Here's what happened. So apparently, everyone knew about the girlfriend except for me.
Oh,
okay.
And I said, all right, well, cool. And so then, like, the conversation devolved into, well, I didn't want anybody to tell you because I'm ashamed of you and I'm embarrassed of you and I don't want people to come over here and I don't want anybody to meet you. And,
wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
so, ouch. Right. But
you got those on backwards, by the way. There you go.
But he's literally following the angry eldest child of divorce.
Right.
And playbook.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
I see. You're the whole reason they got divorced?
No.
Uh-huh.
Oh. No.
But
he's like clockwork. He's just angry at the world.
Yeah.
Okay.
And just will be for a good long time, I'm sure. And just kind of always has been. Yeah.
But
you know
and,
I mean?
And is dad feeding into that at this point?
So,
because isn't that kind of how dad is? Or did I misunderstand that?
Well, dad's a douche.
Yeah, right.
Dad's an asshole.
Yeah.
Like, just by
nature. I didn't want to just go right
No,
there,
no, no.
But
that's fine.
That's what
we can talk about him.
That's what
he's an asshole.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Just by nature. Just if you ever met him, you'd go,
ew.
I don't want to be near this man. Right. What a douche.
Sure.
So, yeah. So, just...
Does he see the dad
angry?
On regular...
Oh, all the time. Okay. Yeah. So. Yeah, but he's following, especially with me, he's following that playbook to a T. Like, I almost predicted to the day the first time he would tell me I wasn't a real parent or, you're not my real mom. Like, that whole conversation. Yeah.
You're not my real mom.
I love that. That cat.
That cat is hilarious.
Oh, my God.
It's less hilarious when a kid that you
when
take
it's
care
you.
Of says it
to
you.
I can believe that. I can believe that.
But yeah.
How did that go for you? Are you okay?
I'm okay.
Yeah.
No, like, I... like brain-wise understand what's happening of and course, know that course, that right. this is just going to go through.
Okay.
You know, I sat in my driveway and drank a bunch of beer, and I coped sure. as you should.
As well you should, yeah. yes.
What solves everything? Liquor.
Beer.
Yeah, liquor.
Sure. Oh, sure. yeah.
Yeah.
The solution to and the cause of all of life's problems.
Of
the meme mom is the meme that Marty's talking about is this one where
oh
the
God.
Woman's telling, "Get off the table!" and the cat yells back, "You're not my real mom."
I oh love my God, that. That cat
cracks me up.
That is funny.
I enjoy that.
I mean that. That cat. That's very
well.
Good.
I'm glad you.
So that's the highlight of my week.
That's fun.
Yeah, he gets to he. Gets to turn 13.
Gets to.
Because I'm gonna allow it.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe.
The end of October.
Okay.
The end of October, he gets to turn 13, and then I feel like probably 5 years of this hell, and then hopefully he'll go off to a nice trade school, or maybe if we're lucky, a college.
Sure.
And I know. And
military school.
But. Listen, I'm not opposed. I would send him today.
Now, this is... I think you've talked about this before, and if you don't want to discuss it completely fine,
is
I understand.
Bothering you?
No, not really. But
I didn't know if you have, like, an OCD about it.
That, put that trash can right underneath you there, Dougie.
I say Lone Star Steakhouse. Don't throw them on the floor. Right.
The peanut shells.
Right, no. Does this kid have a desire to live with dad? Is that off the table? If you threaten that, does he go, oh, no, 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 and all of a sudden you're a better person?
No, you know, he's not, like, rationally thinking right now, clearly.
Well,
you know what I mean? As no one of this
again.
Age ever is.
Is he 13?
Right, yeah. He's in seventh grade.
They don't have a brain.
They don't have a brain.
Like, at all. Aaron will tell you, there's no reason... Forgive me, but as far as interjecting, there's zero reason for there to even be a seventh grade. Like, seventh grade should be about teaching life skills and, like, hygiene.
It should be about deodorants kind of and wiping your ass,
right.
and that's all the seventh grade.
And we don't need Axe classes. Body spray, no.
It's a bad thing.
And more is less. You know, like,
less
just
is more.
Less is more.
Less
right?
is
honestly, sometimes the Axe Cloud is preferable to the
older. Sure, sure. But, I mean, it's all that kind of stuff. So
it's parenting on Q Talk America.
It totally should be all of seventh grade. Because they're not learning. They're
Axe
not
is disgusting,
them.
But it's better than the alternative.
Yeah.
No, part of the temper tantrum tirade was about how he couldn't wait until he didn't have to live like this. And blah, blah, blah. I'm like, where are you going to go? He's like, anywhere. I'll live on the street first. And I was like, oh.
Wow.
That's okay. Real nice. Yeah. Real nice.
Why don't you start by just living in a tent in the backyard for a while and see how that goes? Figure out where you're going to go to the restroom
and
shower.
That's fucking smart.
Did you remind him?
You're welcome.
That when he does that, there won't be any... computers or internet or chatting
or
anything.
Power.
No power.
No lights, no motor car, not a single
make
luxury.
Sure that you have
no Skyping with your girlfriend.
Yeah, I mean, the different passwords.
But all the Axe body spray
I got all the lockdown.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Well, enjoy that. That'll be fun to see.
Good times. Sharon will never let it happen.
Oh, God. No.
I think for one night it would be that she
but
could
I do
be
want to share,
she'd be right there.
Because you said
she'd
that,
be in the damn tent with him.
Oh, God.
You said that they had taken a trip up north to Flagstaff. And when I saw this picture... yesterday, I think it was yesterday that she posted just the serenity of that shot of northern Arizona
up
in the pines. That's just a beautiful picture, and I just love to be there doing nothing.
It must have been Sunday that they went.
It's very nice.
Because I could have gone, but would have been miserable, so I opted to not.
Yeah.
Sorry. Well, because they went early Sunday morning, and I worked Sunday night. Yeah, no,
You worked Saturday night.
I technically could have gone, but would have hated my life.
Yeah.
So I didn't go.
And I don't think you would have really enjoyed that ride up and back with that child, I'm going to guess.
No, you know what's really great about car trips with children these days?
Oh, they're occupied with devices?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
face on the screen.
You don't, you don't hear from them.
Don't have to talk to them. You don't have to play games. You don't have to...
I'm going to pull this car over. Yeah.
Don't oversell that parenting thing.
I'm really winning at parenting this week. They have a model parent. Model parent. Yeah. I'm doing a great job.
I guess.
I'm terrified to call my mom. Aww. She likes to say, I told you so.
Oh,
Yeah.
Oh, there's that.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
I'll talk to mom at Thanksgiving. I'll talk to her then.
Hopefully things will be going better.
No, it's a long drive to California, too.
Right.
Thank God for iPads.
Oh, heaven's sakes. Well, my dear Marn, what are you up to, kiddo?
Yeah, not a lot.
I don't believe that. I think you're doing more than you even need to be.
Did any of the dogs mutiny because you cut off their access to their girlfriend?
No,
all right.
But Patty Hearst is fighting back a little bit.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, it's for real. And the struggle is real.
By the way, Doug, she has a dog that she calls Patty Hearst.
Well, actually,
she kidnapped
Alan,
the dog.
Alan Clayton called her Patty Hearst.
Because the dog was kidnapped.
Hostage.
Hostage.
Yeah, and showed up with a beret and a machine gun.
And the Simeonese Liberation Army.
Yeah, she did. Yeah. She did.
I remember the kidnapping of Patty Hearst.
Oh, I've been really
What I can tell you is that there was no kidnapping.
Uh-huh.
Dog napping, I'm sorry. Dog napping.
The puppy showed up in my front yard. And oddly, Mom today said, because I held her for the first 2 days because she was so little. And I thought,
Mom or the dog?
Well, no, that's okay. A good point.
Got to clarify.
The dog. And hi, Aaron. And Mom was like, well, you did hold her for 2 days and not set her. I'm like, but there were the bigger dogs and then the this and whatever. And Mom's like, mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Hostage.
And she said, that's what she said. She goes, she was like a hostage. Well, no wonder they started calling her Patty Hearst. They were right. She
oh,
said,
good.
Wow.
Your mom's a listener. That's good to know.
Wow. Bunch of happy horseshit.
No, no, the headline there was, we were right.
Yeah.
Oh, I buried the lead. I'm sorry.
You really did.
Terribly sorry about that. I went below the fold. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Bluff, bottom line up front.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Look at that. Nice.
Wow. Hang on a minute. I'll write that down.
Bluff.
Bluff.
Bottom line up front. Well, look at that little acronym.
I like it.
It's from all of my experience here in journalism.
Nice.
You and Buddy Early.
Yeah.
Your book on, did you get the book on how to write AP style like he did? You see that post?
I did see that post.
So what's the deal? Is the dog wanting to be held all the time?
No, she's just angry and mean, and that Stockholm syndrome, it's not good for her, I guess. And so she's sitting there and around every, like, anyone moves and it doesn't matter where she is in the house, all of a sudden you hear
oh. Wow.
She's gonna turn on you.
Well, you see, I don't know if any of the tens of listeners remember, but you see,
currently seven,
she yeah, but there would be ones that'll listen to this. That, well, okay. So if you were to look at her, some people say she looks like a chihuahua, whatever, right? Which we don't say out loud. Because if you say it out loud,
she might remember her country of origin and then really turn against you.
All I'm saying is you don't want to remind her.
It's all coming back to me now.
Oh my God.
Celine it's Dion all coming back to me now. Look at that.
Can you touch her like this?
Yeah.
Can you hold me like that? It's hard to believe that it's
boy.
And an organic Celine Dion reference.
Oh,
lovely.
No.
Well, it's just the idea that, you know, she doesn't need to be so grumpy, but she really doesn't need to let that come out, you know, like be shown, because she's a Jack Russell. Wow. It even says so on all of her paperwork, because maybe because I forced him to write that, but
yeah,
it's Jack Russell mix, and she definitely is a Jack Russell, but she definitely like a chihuahua ran past her and went like that, and her attitude shows it. She's starting to get a little mouthy at six. Why not within that first 48 hours,
right?
Why couldn't you have done that then?
Mm-hmm. All those repressed memories are coming back.
I had refried beans.
Trauma.
She went, oh no, ole!
Don't drive past a Taco Bell with that dog.
No. No, we cannot.
Mikasa Yukasa is what's going to happen.
See.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're going to just drop her off in front of a fire station one day and
maybe
hope that she doesn't tell your story?
I don't know. I got to do something because she is grumpy as fuck.
You should get the rights on the book deal first.
Maybe. Yeah. That's a good call.
Well, maybe you should get her laid.
Okay,
or at least a Skype session.
Is that a, yeah, I mean, is there, dogs have needs, Marnie.
I guess.
That's what I'm thinking.
This is taking an uncomfortable turn. Yeah,
I have no idea. I'm with you completely.
I don't know how the ASPCA thinks about this,
I don't know either, but I don't want to find out.
I don't know that we're chihuahua pimps on this show,
are we? Right.
Oh,
hey, chihuahua pimps.
That's our new show on Q Talk America.
What are you doing tonight?
Chihuahua pimps.
I'm
pimping out my wawa.
Wait. Wawa.
I got to pimp out the wawa.
I feel like that means something different than you think it means.
Oh, I hope so.
I don't know what wawa means in Spanish. And it's not water, I'm pretty sure. That's,
Baba wawa.
No?
I'm nervous now.
Yeah.
You know, that's a really good name for my mariachi band, though.
Pimping out my wawa?
No, the chihuahua pimps.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
The Chihuahua Pimps.
And now for your mariachi pleasure, the Chihuahua Pimps.
And their latest hit, Pimpin' Out My Wawa. That's their first album from the Chihuahua Pimps.
That's right. So good.
Thanks, Obama, Pimpin' Out My Wawa.
All together.
All together.
Yeah, that's right.
Thanks, Obama.
Thanks,
anyway, aside Obama. From her just being a little bitch, everything has just been fine, you know.
Hi, Bridget, I know you were in the chat room, but I see her on the YouTube chat room as well. So hi again, Bridget.
Hola. Yeah, so really nothing else.
Yeah?
I don't think so.
Did you see the post that I put on your wall today?
Did you watch that? I thought that was hysterical.
Fortune Feimster.
I thought that was hysterical. I love her.
Yeah, very funny. Yeah. But the whole reference about softball and straight girls are like, oh my God, I played softball in high school. Yeah. I was good. What does this mean?
You're a lesbian.
You're gay.
Go get the Subaru.
We're going. It was very funny.
It's a strong rule. I didn't see the thing. I'm going to look now.
Oh, my God, Al.
Oh, I have one at home, and that's the problem.
Wow. His pain meds kicked in.
I think they did. Are you on Percocet?
Are you drinking wine and taking pain pills?
Maybe nothing wrong with that.
Dilaudid? How else are you going to wash them down?
Yeah, right? They said to.
Judy Garland,
they said take it with a lot of liquids.
Yeah.
Why not?
And they didn't specify booze, Metamucil.
They didn't say what kind.
Right.
God, everyone's so goddamn specific.
Yeah, it's that one. So maybe I should play that. That was
pretty very funny. I should watch it later.
Yeah, it's good.
But yeah.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah. Oh, and Al, I was going to send you some. Don't know if you remember right now, so I'll still send it. Oh, hell no, I forgot.
Oh.
That was a great story.
Yeah, it really was.
Well, was the...
was it a baked good of some sort?
No, it's a play.
Person, place, or thing.
Are we going to a play?
Well, we maybe.
Should we go to a play?
It's the one with the
Sweeney Todd.
Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Nicely done.
Charades.
I always win musical charades.
Sweeney Todd is going to be here starting this weekend through
Arizona Broadway Theater?
At Herberger.
Shut up. Who's doing it?
Yep.
Is it...
It is.
Herberger.
I have it right here.
Is it the Arizona Theater Company? Is it ATC?
ATC. I like to use that acronym.
Yeah.
Or BYT. Is it the BYT? I don't think Valley
Theater. No, it's a little grown up for the BYT. Yeah.
And it's featuring Dan Spindle. Whatever
I don't
that
know
means.
Who that is. He seems smart.
That name's
isn't that the guy on
Dan,
the news?
Channel 15. Yeah.
So this is, I just took a picture of it. It was on News Channel 15 today.
Which is because he's from ABC. Yep.
So today through the 16th, I'm going to pull up my calendar right now.
Yeah, Friday the 7th.
Does he spend the entire play reading a teleprompter?
Through the 16th. Maybe.
And we'll be back right after this.
He's like this. Well, I die. He was very funny. But yeah, so. All right. So he dies in it.
Well, that's he's also friends
with a lot of people.
He's friends with and a co-worker of Doug's obsession, which is Nick Saletti from Channel 15, and my friend Aldo Vasquez, who works for 15.
Right.
I thought Aldo is that the one you showed me the picture of last week?
I've showed you so many pictures, I don't recall. Aldo works for 15.
I'm not sure. And
I thought Aldo worked for ABC National.
He was putting it on.
No, that's Gio Benitez.
Oh, God, that picture.
Yeah, Gio Benitez works for ABC National.
Okay. Aldo's
Aldo
local?
Vasquez works for 15 Local.
What show? What time is he on?
I don't have any idea. I don't watch 15. Anyway. But I follow him on the Facebooks, and every time I see him, I get a hug. So
yeah,
I'm happy about that.
I probably shouldn't talk about my obsession right
no,
now.
That's probably a good idea, because the restraining orders are being typed up at you. Yeah, there's
well,
that.
I knew that...
they could use the show against me.
Yes.
Kat and Al were both the fans. I didn't know if you were, but...
What's not to love?
Yeah.
A little murder, a little baking, a little more murder.
Some pies.
A little cannibalism.
Well, but Al had such a
somebody
great experience.
Bring a fork, there's pie.
With that.
He went to that immersive...
That was so cool.
...that he described. Yeah, that seemed really cool.
That was
cool.
Amazing. But so you don't get to do that now.
No.
I mean, you could bring a knife as well, but that'd be awkward.
So it's Arizona Broadway Theater, but at the Herberger.
I always thought, I mean, I realize it's not the same one, but when Johnny Depp did the movie, I liked his hair. I thought that was good.
Yeah.
I mean, it was almost Edward Scissorhands hair.
Yeah.
But it was
almost the same guy.
Hair. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of almost the same
guy.
But Edward Scissorhands had a great heart, and he just wanted to help everybody.
think Sweeney Todd wasn't helping people. People were eating. People were surviving.
Pie.
Somebody got a haircut somewhere, I think, along the way. I'm not sure.
Took a little too much off the top.
Right.
Way too much.
Sweeney Todd.
Anyway,
I
digress. That's all.
All right. Well, we move around the table to Mr. Doug Wilkie. Welcome back once again. And yes. It's as if we never said goodbye.
I know.
Now, is this Dal? Is that what?
Oh, now she's going to. Oh, Dal.
Oh, yeah. Last, it was
2 weeks ago.
What was it? Dat?
You were Dat.
You were something.
Dat.
Yeah.
Darnie.
Or Mug.
Or Mug.
Darnie or Mug.
Yeah, that's right.
So
that's
now I would be Dal.
Dal or Val.
Or Val.
Well, because of Val.
Yeah.
You know, there's not only, because of Al.
There's only one Val.
Val.
You're gonna be. You'd have to be Dal.
Yeah. Dal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like permanent guest host.
Yeah. Well, pretty. You're a contributor.
Contributor.
That's what
I'm
they
a
say
paid on, contributor on MSNBC.
Paid.
It's a non-paid.
What the hell?
Calm down.
What the hell?
Contributor. We're not a 501c3 yet.
We're paying you in pistachios, motherfucker.
I would be happy if somebody would also finish off those
these
bags.
These are the salt and pepper ones.
Like those little bags down the corn nuts.
Al, I'm eating your pistachios.
Somebody should polish that all off.
The corn nuts are an emergency stash. I'll put them in my can.
Well, those have been here for a long time.
You know what? I just thought of
something.
They're naked pistachios. Well, here, I'll just add them to the can.
Thank you for my guest villainous title, which I've always liked.
Well, you demanded it when you got it.
How did the theme music work?
Which part?
Because I sent some funny fucking theme music.
Oh, I don't think we... Wait,
it went wonderfully live. It went wonderfully.
Don't. Just don't, because I'll listen back.
Did anybody ever watch Melrose Place?
Yes.
No. Yes, okay.
No.
So remember when its rating slipped a little bit and Aaron Spelling got Heather Locklear?
Yeah. Because she's not a train wreck
and
now.
And she... Oh, my God. Well, now she is. But I loved her then.
Yeah.
And I still love her.
Yeah.
But I kind of like the train wreck part of it, too.
Yeah. Fair.
But anyway, she came on as a special guest star for only, like, the 6 episodes. And they gave her that big inset where they do the opening credits.
Yeah.
And then it said, and special guest star... Heather Locklear is Amanda
Woodward.
We're
not giving you like a
and
big...
Then, well, hang on. And what I love
like
about
a lot
that
of production
is after they
time.
Made her a permanent star, there's, you know, full contract, they never changed that. She
oh,
was
really?
Like, nope. She was like, always. We're keeping that. So she was always special guest star. And I think I do want that, Marnie.
Yeah, I can believe you would. I see that in you. I, you know... I do. And well played. Now... Is that before or after she got with Jack Wagner?
I think that was... Jack Wagner happened while she was on the show, I think.
And then it became a real nightmare for him.
Oh, well, yeah.
What am
He's
I...
like, all I need is just a little
I
more
never...
space from this con. But she's crazy.
Wow.
It's a really
I've
good
always,
song.
Now
I've
it's
always,
a musical
I
show.
I love
it's a great
that song.
Song.
I like when we sing. I like when we sing.
I never, I never followed the show, but one of my favorite promotions of the show was there was a poster, and it used to hang at a bar in Tucson, and I'm sure it's been everywhere else, but this was the poster. Mondays are a bitch.
Oh. Yeah.
I always
so
I don't remember that.
I love that. That's Heather picture of Heather Locklear. I thought that was a great promotion because that was her character, obviously.
Did you ever see SNL? When she guest starred on SNL?
Oh no!
During the heyday, you had to like have watched the show, but it was hysterical. They they did the whole
spoof
on
902
Melrose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and because she, of course, on the show was an advertising executive, and but nobody ever knows it's bullshit. They don't even know what they're doing. And in every scene, she would say, and the girl that played Allison, the dimwit, the girl that played her just played her so broadly. And in every time she'd start a line, she'd say, and whatever she said, and then she'd say, and I'm an advertising executive. and she just kept saying it over and over and over again in her tight skirt.
Sure.
And, it was hysterical. I'm going to YouTube that one again.
There was wasn't Andrew Shue on that?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
He was hot.
Very.
Yeah. He was real cute.
Brother of Elizabeth Shue.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And didn't do any acting after that. He's like a soccer coach.
He's a cutie.
Being soccer player. Soccer player. Yeah, he is cute.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I actually was going to look up because I don't recall.
I don't remember what else he was in. Like, he was in just 80s stuff.
So, not much.
No.
So there was Brooke Langton. Uh-huh. Heather Locklear, Courtney Thorne Smith was in it. Yeah. Alyssa Milano, Andrew Hsu.
Alyssa Milano?
Grant Show. Hot.
Josie Bissett, Marsha Cross, Grant Snow, Laura Layton. Oh, Lisa Rinna.
Yeah,
love her.
God damn it, this cast is ginormous.
And Laura Layton, gorgeous.
Jack Wagner, you
Al
mentioned.
Al knows that. Thomas, do I know who that is?
Thomas Calabro.
Red hair. Thomas Calabro, yeah.
Calabro, okay.
Hot.
Doug Savant, Amy Locane.
He played the gay guy.
Doug Savant
was the gay guy.
Yeah, and so Kelly, not attractive.
Kelly
now.
Rutherford, Rob Estes, Kristen
Rob
Davis.
Kristen Davis.
Oh, yeah, Rob Estes.
Jamie Lunar, David Charvet.
Charvet.
He looks cute.
Yeah, he was on Baywatch.
Lyndon Ashby, I don't know him. Oh, Denise Richards.
I'm so enjoying you.
Denise Richards. Now, what?
Oh,
she
right.
married to John Stamos.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wrong?
No.
Who did Denise Richards marry?
Denise Richards married drummer Tommy Lee, same as Heather Locklear.
And,
Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen.
Yeah. Thank you.
My goodness. Yeah.
Oh,
I'll turn out for just a minute, and I got to Google all kinds
Vanessa A. Williams was in. They're not Vanessa Williams that we all come. Patrick Muldoon, John Newton, and John Enos III, whoever else those.
Yep.
Wow.
Huh.
92 to 99.
Yep.
Oh, the good old taste.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, I never did get into that show.
I wasn't into that. I wasn't into 90210.
It was just a terrible show. And then I got
because Seidel came down in the early 90s and was my best friend Lisa from Minnesota. She came down and stayed for 6 months, a year or something. I don't even remember now, but it was
a long
time.
It's a big difference between those two numbers, Mark.
No, but it was a long time. She was here.
One's double.
100% more.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
It was about a year.
Okay.
Give or take 6 months.
Good thinking.
I don't know.
11, 12 months or 6 months.
Whatever, right. something.
220, 221, whatever.
I was told there'd be no math. And she just was there. I'd wake up, there she is, whatever, you know. But she was Seinfeld, which I wasn't.
Yeah, I like Seinfeld.
Not a real big fan, but she was totally into that. 90210. Mm-hmm. Melrose Place. I mean, it was like Thursday night.
Wasn't it Thursday night?
I think so. Like all kinds of those shows. Like she just sat there and watched it.
Wednesday.
I did not get into these, right?
Okay.
And then, but because they were on, you know, they're on in the background, and then all of a sudden you find yourself like, well, why did Dylan say that from 90210? Yeah. Like all of a sudden you're invested, but not.
And were you one of those people that started asking questions about, well, wait a minute, why did he just show up again? Because I would have slapped him and been like, fucking watch
totally.
The show. I'm
Either
not explaining
sit
it.
Sit down or no.
Yeah, the whole entire history of the show.
No, right. I asked her beforehand. Like, I was like, here's the deal. If I'm going to sit down and watch this shit, you got to catch me up a little bit. Yeah. I mean, like, I have to know.
Who are these people?
Yeah. Right. And all I knew was that Brandon and Luke. Nope.
Barry.
Kelly.
Nope.
Oh.
Nope.
Brandon and Brenda were the Walsh twins.
Then they were from Minnesota. That's all I knew.
Yeah.
That's all I really cared about.
And really isn't that all that mattered?
I thought so.
Yeah.
I thought that that was what made the show, you know, so good. But yeah. But then what pissed me off was that she leaves Seidel, right?
Yeah.
She leaves. She goes back to Minnesota.
Cat. I have that.
And I have
that story.
Yeah.
Do you know what she did? Not a best friend. She leaves me kind of hanging, right? So I don't know. And then the show kind of goes off the air. So then what happens? Goes to cable, right? Right? Yeah. Like later on, you can see it.
So syndication, right?
Right. So I start watching it. You know what they do then? They don't put them in order.
Oh, there has to be a rule about that.
I think so as well, but there's not.
No.
So I'm sitting here, and I'm like watching, and I'm into it, which really frightened the fuck out of me that I had gotten so invested in it. And all of a sudden, that's Friday afternoon, and then Monday? What the fuck?
Yeah.
How did they just aged and now there's a peach pit and there's a dance club now and
the peach pit. I forgot about the peach pit.
So, I mean, for real.
It used to be a diner and then it was a bar when they were old enough to drink.
Totally.
That's my dream.
Wait, is that Saved by the Bell?
No, close.
Oh.
Same storyline. Mm-hmm. Yep. Different 40-year-old teenagers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Al is in the chat room. For those of you who don't realize, Al is off tonight.
Laser focused on that heroin epidemic.
Al says, I blame 90210 for the heroin epidemic.
Yes.
They made such a big hairy deal about having a cocktail in high school, people then turned to heroin.
Well. Yeah, but Saved by the Bell and the caffeine pills predated that.
Oh, right.
And
yes.
Really, with our laser focus, we know.
Who was that that freaked out?
That was...
The stripper.
Elizabeth, right.
Yeah.
Is her name Elizabeth Berkley?
Jesse Spano. Yeah.
Well, Jesse was her name on the show, but is Elizabeth Berkley? Mm-hmm. Is that the actress?
Yeah.
I just thought of another cast member on
Jesse Spano went into like...
See, that's the first thing that comes up when you type Jesse Spano into Google. Jesse Spano, caffeine.
Yeah.
Good.
Kat,
gosh.
You said another show with 40-year-old actors on 90210, Gabrielle Carteris, was like, what was she, like 32?
31,
when
32,
she's playing an 18-year-old.
Yeah.
And, it was ridiculous. And then the show's on for 10 years or so. She's
not
like,
aging.
She left the show. She's like 42.
4 children later.
Well, and they had to get out before HD came along because that wasn't going to work.
And in the beginning, it was a little ridiculous, you could tell. But as she's aging and they're really not, it got worse and worse. Like, she started to look like their mom.
Right.
Big
they
time.
Got her taped back and pulled on. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There is that.
Yeah. No. Fantastic, though. Yeah.
Of course.
Anyways. Still in therapy because I still have no idea
how it turned out.
I know that Dylan blew something up, like his dad. I don't know. There's something.
Oh, that was a really cool episode too. Yeah.
Oh, I got no clue. I have no
idea.
I like
when they blow stuff up.
I just saw him walking away crying, and then a car blows up, and then it was the next day, and they were
and
the
he had
first
really,
day of school.
Really, really great hair there.
Mm-hmm.
No. Oh, there is.
I'm all about Dylan's hair.
There's you look back on a lot of those shows, and there was some great hair in some of them. Yeah,
for sure.
I still kind of want to recreate it sometimes.
Oh, I encourage you to do that.
Should I get some Brandon Walsh hair? Maybe.
Yeah.
Right. Maybe.
Yeah.
Huh.
I could see that.
Yeah.
There's that.
Mm-hmm. I could see you working out. Yeah. How about you, fine sir?
Clearly, I'm not going to work out, but I'm going to have great hair.
Oh, no. God, no. Yeah. There's no workout. Huh?
No.
You've just been, working at the Stacey's and enjoying that little deal, and they finally have got to the point where
who blew up Walnut Grove?
I love this.
On Little House on the Prairie.
I don't remember.
Well, it was that little bitch blonde gal,
Nellie.
I'm sure she did.
You know Nellie. She did. Actually, it was probably Willie.
Who knows?
This bitch.
This bitch.
This bitch.
That's especially funny to me because I'm using that hashtag.
It was
now.
Obama.
That actress that played Nellie.
Thanks,
Alison Arngrim.
Friend of the gays.
Huge friend of the gays.
Really?
Back in the 90s, she used to pop into Winks all the time with whatever friend she had locally. I don't remember which one it was.
So cool.
But she would just be there all of a sudden. You just look up and there she was.
You're kidding.
But I didn't really give a shit because I didn't watch Little House on the Prairie.
Oh, like, my God.
She meant nothing to me. She meant nothing to me like that. But
oh my God, we were glued to that when I was growing up.
Oh, me too.
Mm-hmm.
And you would have thought I would have been from the Midwest, but no, because to me it was all bullshit, and I couldn't get on the.
They made too big of a deal.
Too
about
much of
pa.
The Jesus
the,
train
the prairie,
with Michael
Jesus.
Landon. Though I enjoyed Michael Landon, but everything he did was. Like,
I love the Touched by an Angel. I'm not gonna lie.
Well, that wasn't him. Wasn't Touched by an Angel?
No, it was him.
I thought that was Della Reese.
Well, it was after.
Oh,
but...
no, he was... Oh, no.
No.
Heaven...
Yeah, it was... It
Heaven...
Was, it,
what yes, was that?
With the big other guy. It was not...
I'll look it up.
The big other guy from Little House on the
my
Prairie.
My computer does not respond to religious queries. And so literally frozen.
No, it was...
Highway to Heaven.
You're right.
Highway to Heaven.
I got it.
Thank you very much.
I got it.
You're
I
very
apologize.
Welcome.
Della Reese is the other one.
Part of the reason I knew that was because my mom's mother used to watch that when she couldn't find Murder, She Wrote.
Oh, my God. I was just going to say after Murder, She Wrote. Oh, my God.
That's fantastic.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Jessica Fletcher.
Uh-huh.
Jessica Fletcher. Still not dead.
Not dead.
And the bane of Dion Brown's existence. God, he hates her.
Think that's hysterical.
I think it's funny, too.
Yeah.
But,
I love the shit you give him about it.
Well, and then again, like, somebody will die that he's like, God, take Angela
take
Lansbury,
her.
Not whoever just died. He's always that way. So, anywho, it's just been... enjoying the weather, making changes. The crew at it's kind of funny when you do something or you work on things around people, and at first they're like, "Well, we better let blah 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 do this," or so and so needs to come in and check this, and all of a sudden they realize no, you can do just yeah. about everything. So all of a sudden, they're like, no, just do it. Just
yeah.
sure.
You have free reign at this point now. So sure. fixing stuff, which that's fun. I have a project, like, every day. I have a new project. Like, yesterday, I fixed the sign mm-hmm. in the front of Stacey's, which was ridiculous how... we've been looking at a sign that was poorly, like, half lit for like 6 months, and we're all frustrated.
No.
But everybody had made out this project to be like, you know, an act of Congress. Like, right. it's a huge deal and all these things, everything has to go on. So I just took the fucking thing apart and I'm like, oh, there's a wire loose. I swear to God.
That's all it was.
Swear to God. Clean some dirt out of it.
Yeah.
There was literally a wire, two wires that were wire nutted together that had come loose. And I did that, and the whole fucking thing lit up. I'm like, well, look at me. Look at that. So tomorrow I've got to get on a ladder and do... Oh, good night, Al. Night. I was saying, my mom said good night. I'm like, oh, good night to Al.
Good night, sir or ma'am. So, however you identify.
However you self-identify.
So tomorrow I get to be on a very, very high ladder in the very top of the ceiling of Stacey's and move a light off the dance floor, which will be fun. So... that'll be good. So if we don't have a show next week, you'll know that I fell off of a ladder, and maybe I can't make it to the studio.
What if we move the studio to the kitchen?
Yeah. That's one chair I won't be in next week.
Nobody will ever be in this chair
because
nobody
knows
else yeah. knows how to fly this plane.
I'll bet I
can. And there are several days where I don't know how to fly this plane
right.
either.
Right. I feel confident I could do it.
With a little with a little quick lesson, I'm pretty sure you could pull it off, Kat.
I think
so.
That's fantastic. Aaron says that he thought it was funny that every time they had a picture of Minnesota, it was always snowing, no matter what time of year it was.
Right, true. Always. Because it's always snowing there.
And by the way, that was for 90210 and Little House on the Prairie. It was true. No, I'm just kidding. Little House on the Prairie wasn't that way.
I don't even know. Where was Little House supposed to be set? Where were
on the prairie.
On the prairie.
I know that, but where the fuck was the prairie?
Wasn't they in Nebraska or something?
No, they were in Minnesota.
Were they really?
Oh.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Little House in the Big Woods.
Yep.
That was the first one.
Huh.
That's true.
Yeah.
It wasn't like Little House St. Paul?
Sleepy Eye.
Yeah. No, they would go in Mankato. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
it's coming back
to
me.
Oh, my God.
Mankato, why did
was
I know
the big
that?
Place and Sleepy
and
Eye.
Wasn't it Saint something they would go to? Was the other big one? Because Pa would go in on the...
That's where they found Albert.
And now the big letdown is that you
actually,
know all
that
of that was shot in the mountains of Malibu in California.
Yeah. Right.
Just
right.
like MASH. When I learned, because it's funny.
You were so sad.
All these years, I never really funny. Thought about the fact that there was a set. Somewhere there was an outdoor set that they used. Mm-hmm. And I never thought about it until I Googled it and figured out you can actually walk to it. Parts right. of it's still there, yada, yada.
Oh, really?
And now I really watch, when I see reruns, I watch, mm-hmm. okay, that was shot inside, this is outside, yeah. oh, that's actually on the set in Malibu.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting, but now it kind of ruins it for me because I thought they were in Korea. Like, I wanted to believe yeah. that they were in Korea.
Right.
Yep.
But it didn't work out too well for me.
That's sad.
Yeah, that's sad. That's really
when
sad.
When your dreams get crushed.
Oh, my God, yes.
You know, it also is really kind of startling because... you know that you watch too much TV, movies to a point, but mainly TV, when you can be like, that's the house from the show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Or,
yeah, the way when they recycle.
The YouTube, that's a all rabbit hole. If you get on the Backlot set from back when Bewitched and all that... they show you. There's a video that shows you all the houses on whatever street they named it, whatever show. Okay. But at different angles, they'll show you. There's one video that I watched that shows. It's I don't know. There's like 100 movies, you know, TV shows that are all shot, but at different angles. And they'll show you each time in the shot where is Samantha Stevens' house. Like it's there. It's there. It's there. It's there. Like it's in all the shots. Okay. It's really interesting to see how they angle.
A couple of years ago, I saw on Facebook someone did. I think it was. Cracked.com, one of those sites, did the here's the 12 things that you see in every movie over and over
but
and over
you don't
again.
Realize it.
Yeah, and they showed one is the black, it's like a black and white floor, and it's in some building in like Philadelphia, and they always use it. And then they said the restaurant that's used in every romantic comedy ever, when they always are sitting having a date, and they show it, and then they show like all the scenes, and you're like, that really is in every movie. And there's like just these, and I don't know if there's accessibility or there's some reason why they're easy to use, but they just show up everywhere.
Everywhere.
And once you see it, then you're like, oh, wow.
One of the rabbit holes, and Aaron from LA will appreciate this because I'm going to make a Star Trek reference. There is on the back, I was watching something with reference to the Andy Griffith Show, where the courthouse and all the stuff is in Mayberry, like, you know, the main street in Mayberry where the stores and everything are. There was a... episode of Star Trek where I don't recall, and I know Aaron will know, where they go to whatever planet or city, wherever they were, and it was all just a ghost town, but they show it, and they're walking down the street of Mayberry, and they show you, like, this building is a little altered, but that's the courthouse.
Right.
This would be the store.
The jail.
Know, the barber shop, like, they, yeah. where all of it was, but from a different angle.
Floyd's barber shop.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
it just looked completely different.
That's yeah. wild.
Yeah.
That is wild. What is happening? The horse from the Brady Bunch?
What, the horse from the Brady Bunch. I don't recall.
There's a horse statue out in front of the house.
Well done.
Yeah. Aaron knows a lot about TV.
But is there now?
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Now that HGTV's taken over.
Yeah. Or no, I'm sorry. It was Sans Horse when it was unfairly stolen from Lance Bass by HGTV.
Oh, yes.
I'm Team Lance in this.
Oh, yes. You are?
Yeah.
Team Lance. That's all right.
Come on, huh?
That's all right.
Me too.
Lance Bass wanted to buy the house, and HGTV came in and said, "We'll give you more money than him, no matter what he offers."
Oh. So, is the big thing going to be that? Are they going to reconcile, and he'll be like on the HGTV show?
I'm not that invested.
Wow! She's playing shallow on this team. I can tell you that right now.
That's true.
Yeah, I'm a fair weather friend. Ask my friends.
It's true.
See.
Wow.
No, they're going to try and remodel it to make it mimic the TV house.
What do you mean try to remodel it? Why of course they can.
We're going to see how. Yeah.
Well, but it's a split. As Al points out.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes, that's right. Okay.
It's a split entry house.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's no place for that staircase. There's no place for that whole fucking second floor.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
But they can build on. They can. They're magical
people. And the kitchen and the den, where are they going to put that?
Oh.
It's. The magic of
that den.
Not to mention, Mike's office is in the neighbor's freaking yard.
Oh, that's true.
I know too much about the Brady House.
I thought that was the den.
No. Because you only watch it looking. I always assume that I'm watching with the front of the house cut off.
Yeah.
So you're in the living room. There's the staircase.
Yeah.
Right. To the left is the kitchen, and then the den is past that, and then out the sliding window where you get hit in the face with the football.
Oh, I thought the den was off the living room.
So then off the living room is Mike's office.
Mm-hmm. No, that's the back and to the right.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking of.
Where Dr. Huxtable's office also was, because it was the same fucking house.
Mm.
Think about it a minute.
Wow.
Same house.
No, it's not.
Cosby living room, staircase going that way, dad's office that way, kitchen right there. Same house.
Well, 100 sitcoms use that same floor plan.
But I mean,
same house.
But the stairway.
I've decided.
It was covered.
Very different. Yeah,
was, yeah.
Same. Went this way.
And they didn't have Alice.
They did not.
Not on the
Cosby. Or Sam the Butcher.
Sam the Butcher, who was also on.
He got it on with Alice.
Wow. I didn't want to go into that.
Hey, you know what?
Wow, for real.
Did Sam the Butcher have shaved him?
Shaved Alice.
That's what you missed last week, Marnie.
You did. You missed a hell of a discussion about shaved ham.
Shaved ham.
You should listen back.
And you can imagine where that went.
I'm going to say you missed it as a stretch. It happened without you. I don't know that you missed anything.
It happened without you.
I feel that that's true. Thank you.
Did you miss it?
Yeah.
Did it happen? Yes. Were you here?
No.
Did you miss it?
Not really.
See?
I always tell people when they say, you missed so-and-so. I'm like, no. Missing means you wanted to be there for it. Mm-hmm. Oh, you just missed blah, blah, blah's performance. No, I'm good.
Didn't miss it at all.
I'm good. Thank you very much. We'll be moving on now. And speaking of moving on, we're going to try this, see how it works.
Obsession.
Are you obsessed? Is it keeping you up at night? Do you find yourself constantly making references only to be met with blank stares?
Obsession.
This segment is for you.
Obsession.
Whether it's musicals, mowers, Motown, Subarus, or Sondheim, it's time to share your obsession.
Obsession.
With the show, with Clayton McKee.
And the mic's back on. I'm terribly sorry. I don't know if anybody has an obsession, but I thought we'd give it a shot and see if anybody had anything.
I actually do.
Go for it.
It's my next phone.
Oh,
because as longtime listeners might remember that my favorite day in the world is New Phone Day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm well past due for New Phone Day, but it's close enough to the release of this year's new devices that I feel the need to wait.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So in the meantime, my current device no longer operates as a phone because it crashes every time I receive a phone call.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I spend too many hours to count, obsessively like searching the internet, going, when are they gonna announce the new phones? When can I pre-order? When can I do this? Because I'm hoping for a Pixel 3. I'm gonna wait and see what everybody announces.
I don't even know what that means.
Pixel's a Google phone, right?
It is the Google phone. Okay, yeah. So it's like, it's theoretically the purest version of Android that you can get because the phone is produced by Google.
Okay.
As is the operating system.
Okay.
It's basically like you guys in the iPhone.
Yeah.
Apple makes it all, and it's supposed to work as optimally as designed.
Okay.
Whereas when you buy an Android phone, the maker has taken the Android base from Google and slapped all of their crap on top of it. They put their Samsung Fit apps and all of their shit.
This is pure.
Sounds lovely.
I really have a way of saying things.
Way with words.
Yes, makes it sound wonderful.
Yeah, it does. I can.
Yeah, in fact, right now I'm looking for, because I saw a headline and then I lost it again, saying that they were going to discount the Pixel 2s. I don't know.
Of course, in the fall of most years, Apple comes out with new stuff, and I know there's a new iOS coming out. I don't know about new phones necessarily, but I'm in hopes that there is a new iWatch coming out. Only because,
I think there is.
Only because Bootsy has already told me multiple times, because he'll be getting the new watch, because he not only drinks the Kool-Aid, he mixes it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So I get his old watch.
Oh, very
nice. He's just going to give me that watch.
That's very
fine. Because, again, like I've said 100 times, I can't justify the cost of that watch for how it would benefit my life.
Right.
But he swears that it will. It's almost life-changing.
It's going to change your life.
So we'll see what happens with that.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, whatever. So we'll see. But
and
yeah.
Now you don't have to justify it.
Right. So it'll be a gift with friendship. So I'm not mad about that.
Apparently, on that new Apple Watch 4, the leaked photos and unauthorized information that's out there on the internet now says...
Anonymous sources.
Sources close to the subject.
Speaking on anonymity.
It will have the all-new edge-to-edge display.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
They've dramatically reduced the size of the bezel or bezel, however you self-identify.
I like the bezel.
Just like the...
Bezel, I mean.
Just like the iPhone X. In addition, the face of the new Apple Watch offers way more information than the current face can boast of. Way more information.
How much more information can you possibly absorb?
Here's what the watch is one thing that I cannot find a reason why I need it.
That's what my same justification.
I'm really good at finding a reason why I need whatever cool gadget it is. Yeah, I'm really good at that.
You are a gadget girl.
I have convinced myself that I need an internet connected refrigerator because I don't know why, but I feel like I need it.
Because they made it.
I feel like it's going to make my life better. And I have told Sharon 100 times why we need it. She's told me 101 times no. But the watch, I can't figure out why. I'm still wearing battery operated
Silicon Valley.
I don't even have a digital watch. I did for a little while. It was
did
funny
you see
for,
the
like,
episode with the internet phone? I mean, the internet refrigerators.
No.
With the TVs in them.
Mm-mm.
Oh, it's hilarious. They found a way to put porn on them, and then they went to all and everyone. It was like a hacking job, and so
smart.
All of them in the country that the people had, there was porn on their refrigerator.
Because that's that's the first thing that you do with anything with a screen, really.
Like, well,
what does porn look like on this?
Exactly.
Yeah. So there it is. My
there
obsession,
you go.
Martin.
Okay, so I just had to answer a quick survey in order to see the article. I'm not
what
sure
kind
what
of
I
hostage
not,
taking is going on that
I'm
website.
And which ad had you seen recently?
I honest to God didn't. I don't even know what I answered. It was about grocery shopping.
Good job.
mayonnaise. So my obviously with what I have on my obsession is the fact that
red
the Invest for Ed. Was knocked off the ballot along with the Dirty Money initiative, which...
Oh, they knocked that one off, too?
Uh-huh.
I didn't see
Thank
that.
You, Koch brothers. Both of them...
I read a whole long thing about the mathematical errors on the Red for Ed bill. Why did they knock the Dirk Money off?
That part I can't completely answer.
Okay.
There was I saw the reason, but this one kind of overtook all of that.
Sure.
And what it came down to, when because you can see the numbers or you can do whatever, but it was one word.
Yeah.
And that's what got it knocked off the
so
ballot.
So like a technicality, basically.
Right. Basically.
But one word matters when you're talking about billions of dollars in taxes. One word matters.
It was about the fact that it was... And granted, I'm not... That's part of the obsession. Like, no. I'm not good with math. And I just... I don't know how... I wouldn't even know how to look at those numbers or how to do whatever. I just know that it was infuriating that it was one word that got past someone so that this thing did get repealed. And it was percentage.
Yeah, it was. It had to do with moving tax brackets. Mm-hmm. So they were going to set up taxation based on income, like we do.
$250,000.
Right? And so what the bill didn't do, and the reasoning that they gave for kicking it off of the ballot this year, is it didn't allow for inflation. Okay, so say the cutoff is $100,000 a year before you move into the next tax bracket. So if Sharon and I each make $45,000 a year, in 5 years' time, when we receive raises for inflation, you know what I mean? Like when inflation happens, we're going to bump into the next tax bracket accidentally, and the bill didn't really account for any of that.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. Can't they just fix it, though?
Well, they can, but they got to try again in 2 years.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Not in real time.
And
there were a lot of jokes online about Arizona education. And,
yeah, or of course,
exactly. Right.
You know,
exactly.
We're the people that wrote this bill educated here.
Yeah.
And if they were, fucking give them the money, like to make it better, right?
Yeah. But those details matter.
They do.
You know, they matter to a lot of people.
And not saying that they don't. My personal frustration was the fact that it did get passed. How many people?
Yeah.
That here, all these people worked so hard. And it happened. I mean, shit happens. One word, right?
That's the way it goes.
And a really big thing that Aaron was so proud to be a part of, and I was proud to be a part of.
She wasn't a proofreader?
Right. And she probably, she would have been great with that. But
awkward.
Like, I was notarizing all of Shapira's, you know, the signatures that were coming in. And so I was a part of it too, and it was really cool to be able to help with that. And seeing the amount of red and the amount of people converging onto the state capitol.
That was really cool.
Yeah.
Amazing. Really amazing. But then to see that just kind of dissipate and just kind of like, well, okay.
It's like a firework.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Boom, done.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's over.
Yeah.
Way to go, Katy Perry.
Yeah.
Yep. That was an intentional Katy Perry.
But so that's my obsession.
So he was left shark. Yes.
So
all right.
Yep.
Cool.
Yep.
Mr. Wilkie, you got anything?
Mine's a minor one, but I'm very...
Nothing on this network is minor.
Thank you.
Like, no questions are stupid.
There's a lot of stupid questions. Yeah. I beg to differ, sir.
We don't want you to feel that way, though.
My obsession is the new Sprouts at 7th Avenue.
No.
Canadian Sprouts.
Sprouts is a local grocery store, for those of you who are not familiar with the name.
And the brand new store is absolutely beautiful. Mm-hmm. Have you gone yet?
I have not been.
You would love it. It's beautiful.
I would.
Wow. It's big, like bigger than the other Sprouts that I've seen.
Chock full of granola.
Oh, and maybe
but
chalk.
You know, it's like they...
Is chalk good for digestion?
Yes.
Then yes.
I forget about how brand new things, they're just, everything's spotless, right? It's just beautiful in there. But it's like got kind of a little like Whole Foods kind of upgrade, it feels like in there.
Because they're very similar.
Yeah, they are, and they even more similar now when you go to this one. It really feels that way. It's just and it's really impressive. So
I like it.
The only connection I have at this point, and it's not really even a connection, I was happy to see with regards to Sprouts, is a friend of mine who I've known for many years, who is part of the deaf community. He got hired on there, and he does stalking and so forth, and he's super. I was so thrilled to see that
that is great.
He interviewed for the job, and you know his post about I got the job, and now he's working. And
very cool.
He's been taking pictures of you know whatever shelves, and he does stuff. He's so excited to be involved in this new beautiful store.
That makes me love them even more.
And you know he's doing what I don't know what all his job entails, but it was exciting to see him. And I don't know what he did before. I have no idea, but you know the whole thing of. store's opening, they're hiring, I'm going to interview. He helped. He got help with a translator, or interpreter, excuse me, to get that all done. I just thought it was great to see the whole progress of the story. Now he's an employed person there.
I love that.
I just thought that was cool. So, but no, I have not been yet.
Everyone there is so nice and friendly, so it doesn't surprise me at all that they would do something cool like
that. And that entire complex, that they have, that the makeover...
It looks great.
It doesn't look like the same complex at all.
No, it does not. There's a weird thing
Well, it couldn't have gotten much worse.
God, no. Yeah.
There's a weird poor planning thing on the when you pull in the parking lot, the way it's set up.
Yeah, weird.
Not good.
Mm-mm. Well, does it depend on which entry you take, because I'm going to guess it was probably positioned correctly for one entry and nobody thought about the other ones.
Well, and with Starbucks kind of, and the whole thing, it's very... Yeah,
you make this right in, and then you have to, if you're going to turn right to, it's like a real hard right, and it's real thin, and then the car's coming at you. It's three times that I've gone, it's weird. Mm-hmm. You'll see when you go with your big car.
Rude? Like, I have a big car. I don't have a big car.
Fuck it, I'm taking the van. Big.
Yes, take the van over there.
I can take the van anyway.
You think the Explorer's big?
I do.
Park that bitch on postage
stamp. It's not?
I don't think it's big. Oh, my 78 Lincoln Town Car.
That was big.
She was 20 feet tip to tip. She was a big car.
She was bigger than the ski boat we had as a kid.
Yeah.
That car, that was a big car. Yeah.
But
you had a ski boat that was 18? Yeah. My Lincoln, she was a big girl.
Yeah.
So that's all I got.
I don't really have any obsession. It's just been... Yeah, no, I really don't have an obsession. It's just I'm enjoying the weather and the fact that we're getting close to being out of a billion degrees. Well, I think we are. We may have we'll always have a resurgence of a few days.
Probably have one more.
That's
one
about
more,
it.
One more gas.
Yeah.
No, other than that, everything else is...
free dental services on Labor Day. How did I miss that? Damn it.
Damn it.
Fantastic.
I don't know where that
is. I don't know. It was in my news feed. I'm going to click on it and read it.
Yes.
Instead of listening to this show.
Okay.
Alrighty then.
We're keeping your check this week.
Well,
go ahead. Right. In fact, you know what? I'm going to write you one to match it.
Well, in that case, let's move on to this and see if everybody's ready for it. Maybe not. It is our headline teaser going into the end of hour one, into the B block, which is hour two, and here we go. Where's my mouse? It is. Well, they're not in Kansas anymore.
Free dental services. Yesterday,
a gay teacher put the smack down on.
It's you, Doug. Go next.
Go, Doug. Go.
GoFundMe takes a weird turn.
Googly-eyed and looking very fresh.
Fuck you. Pay me.
Why you gotta have an article about Doug?
No flags on the moon.
Naked man leads police on lengthy pursuits. And a time capsule lost due to an English class. These and other stories coming up in just moments. Right here. Stick around.
I gotta tell you, I'm a Yelper, and you're not gonna get a good review.
You're listening to You Talk America.
Educates, syncopates, radio.